To George and Tom Keats. Hampstead, Sunday the 21st of December, 1817. My dear brothers, I must crave your pardon for not having written ere this. I've had two very pleasant evenings with Dilke yesterday and today, and am at this moment just come from him, and feel in the humour to go on with this began in the morning. I spent Friday evening with Wells, and went the next morning to see Death on the Pale Horse. It is a wonderful picture when West's age is considered. But there is nothing to be intense upon. No women one feels mad to kiss, no face swelling into reality. The excellence of every art is its intensity, capable of making all disagreeables evaporate from their being in close relationship with beauty and truth. Examine King Lear, and you will find this exemplified throughout. But in this picture we have unpleasantness, without any momentous depth of speculation excited in which to bury its repulsiveness. Dilke walked with me and back from the Christmas pantomime. I had not a dispute, but a disquisition with Dilke on various subjects. Several things dovetailed in my mind, and at once it struck me what quality went to form a man of achievement, especially in literature, and which Shakespeare possessed so enormously. I mean negative capability. That is, when man is capable of being in uncertainties, mysteries, doubts, without any irritable reaching after fact and reason. Coleridge, for instance, would let go by a fine, isolated verisimilitude caught from the penetralium of mystery, from being incapable of remaining content with half-knowledge. This, pursued through volumes, would perhaps take us no further than this, that with a great poet, the sense of beauty overcomes every other consideration, or rather, obliterates all consideration. Write soon to your most sincere friend and affectionate brother, John.